John Coleman, you've got the champagne in one hand, the winner's medal in the other. Congratulations. How good does this feel?
Thank you. I'm going to quote Norman Cook now. We've come a long, long way together through the hard times and the good. We have to celebrate them. We have to praise them like we should, and that's the players, because they were absolutely magnificent. Not just today, all season. The work rate they put in, the skill levels they've shown, the appetite, the enthusiasm, the spirit. And they're a pleasure to work with every day. And everything today is about the players and then the fans, you know, for getting behind us and staying with us through thick and thin. Great to see the big numbers. Special mention for the Lincoln fans as well. Very, very commendable that they stayed and applauded our team off, which I think shows a mark of respect and a good fan base that'll serve Lincoln in good stead.
When you came back, you were keen to play down Little Accrington and all this, and you can compete. To come from the Univon First Division when you came in first time round to be where you are now, it's remarkable, isn't it? Because of the size of the club, the size of the place?
It is. But, you know, I think I came back a better manager. I think I learned from my experiences. I learned from my time being out of management. I think you and Zaney said the upgrade, or the Windows 11.2 version is better. And, you know, you're always trying to improve in what you do in every walk of life, but you certainly want to be better at your job. You want to try and be better at your job. And, you know, I think I've learned not to be so aggressive, not to let things that are out of my control get the better of me. And, our staff, we've got great staff. As I said, Jimmy's magnificent assistant manager, but a great coach. And I still think the most underrated coach in the country. You know, people get bouquets thrown at them for coaching levels in this country. And foreigners, no disrespect to the foreigners, but they probably get it more. And I've seen Jimmy develop as a coach over the years. It's fantastic. John Doolan's came on board on the staff. And you'd think he'd been with us for 20 years on the management side. So he's done a brilliant job. And then we've got, you know, a small staff. We've got Paul, a physio, Billy, great goalkeeping coach, and Naz. And that's, you know, a tight-knit staff of six, but we get the job done. And you see a lot of clubs have, you know, 20, 30 staff, but you know, our staff work hard and they've got the rewards for it.
Jimmy Bell shouldn't take up karaoke. That wasn't the finest intervention I've ever heard. Just in terms of the togetherness, you've had the trophy presented, and then the first time I've ever seen players handing the trophy into the crowd to the supporters to have their picture taken with it, pass it round between them and then give it back. Incredible.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, it's everyone's day. You know, we are a community club and we're going in the right direction, and I think it'll only get better this club.
League One next season, I know you already knew that. You wanted to win it, didn't you? This puts the cap on it, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. You can't have an open top bus holding a rugby union medal, can you? So, no, it's fantastic, and it's great for the town, great for the people involved in the club. You know, people have put a lot of hard work in just to keep this club afloat over the years. They shouldn't be forgotten. But, you know, we're enjoying the fruits of their labour. And as I said, if you work hard for something and you get it, it's so much more satisfying than just getting handed it. And our lads have worked their socks off.
I think it was Boxing Day you were ninth, 14 points behind Luton.
10th on New Year's Day we went to when we got our game abandoned against Morecambe. We've been on an unbelievable run, and probably never happened to me again, but enjoy it while it lasts.
Can you compare them? Can you compare your previous league titles? This is your fourth. Can you compare any of them?
Well, I always said that if we got promoted, I'd fancy us to win the league, because that's the way we do it. I set out to get promoted. I didn't think we would be capable of winning a league as handsomely as what we have. You know, to win the league with a game to spare by 3 points is a remarkable achievement.
And from you personally, we said it in the commentary, the third tier of non-league to the third tier of the Football League with one club. I'm struggling to find anybody that will have done that.
Probably not, no, but you know, I left with the best intentions when I went to Rochdale, and you know, the club did get compensated for that, for myself and Jimmy. I don't class it as a failure. I certainly don't class my spell at Southport as a failure, keeping them up. And I really enjoyed my time at Sligo, and you know, to go to Rosenberg and win and enjoy them things. But people will class it as, this is his level, this is what he can do. Well, I don't think that's the case, but what I do know is I understand this club inside out. And I know the mechanics of it. I know what makes it tick. I know what makes the fans tick. And so if you want to call me a best fit for this club or myself and Jimmy, well, so be it. But I know that we're capable of doing our job. And thankfully, we've got the opportunity again at Accrington, and we've done.
Fast forward me to the end of June, I would guess. You sit your players down in the first day of pre-season. Will you be saying, if anybody doesn't want to win the league this season, go home?
Well, we won't be saying we want to try and stay up, that's for sure, because if you set your ambitions as finishing fifth from bottom, you're giving yourselves, you're not giving yourselves much leeway, I don't think anyway. I think you've got an AMI, and we've got to look at the model that Burton have set, look at the model Shrewsbury have set, and try and emulate them.